John McKenzie, 1-300-872-911.
Yes, it's coming up to 13 past 11. This little story appeared in the Cairns Post yesterday, written by Mark Murray, and it reads that a Netflix series being filmed in the far north could be a catalyst for a local property spike. Now, more than 100 cast and crew for the teen drama Dive Club have called Port Douglas home for 4 months. And the series showrunner, this is Steve Jaggi, believes local real estate agents should be kept busy. I won't go on with too much of this because most people are just interested in this particular series. And the fact that so many people are now choosing Far North Queensland as the setting for their movies and series, etc. And this is happening not just in Port Douglas. Recently, we saw a big crew out there at Nunu and staying there at the accommodation as well on the beach at Palm Cove. Up at Tala Beach, the whole crew was staying there, I think 50-plus of them or whatever. It's just been incredible. And you meet these people and think, oh, they'll all be full of themselves. Not at all. Just the opposite of what you might expect. Just delightful people who just love to crack it for a chat with the locals. Anyway, it goes on here to say the TV series to be aired in a primetime slot on Network 10 mid-year is in the final 2 weeks of shooting. It goes on to say the pilot's already been shown to Netflix. There you go again. Netflix again. This is what John Michael House was talking about this morning. Netflix and Channel 10 executive too. Mr. Jaggi said the recent rain and storms played out perfectly for the show's opening and closing sequences. I've got Steve on the line here somewhere. Where is he? There he is. He's the showrunner and producer, Dive Club. Steve Jaggi, good morning.
Good morning and thanks for having me.
Good to have people like you up here. I must admit, like some other locals, I thought, oh, you know, the people won't be approachable at all. And I got together on a couple of occasions with people who are producing movies and shows up here recently, and they were just delightful and wanted to have a yarn about local conditions and local experiences, etc.
Well, I'm very happy that the experiences have been positive.
Now, your team as well, do they get an opportunity to mix with the locals a bit?
A little bit, not as much as they would like, I'm sure. We've been kept very busy. We've been up here for 4 months, and it's been a lot of hard work. We do spend most of the time shooting, but on the weekends off when we're not sleeping off the exhaustion, I know that the crew have been and the cast have been out on the reef a lot, and also up in the Daintree, and actually also exploring Cairns. Of course, there's a lot down there as well.
Steve,
on offer.
Steve, what do they say about the Barrier Reef?
I love it. Everybody loves it. It's such a fantastic, you know, world wonder. And, obviously internationally, you know, for those of us that come from overseas, you know, all we hear is about the coral bleaching and whatnot. And of course, climate change is a real threat, as we all know. But you know, getting out there and seeing that the reef is still viable and there's a lot to see there and that, you know, there's a lot of it that's still beautiful. It's just an amazing experience.
Please tell everyone in the United States that, because so many people come out here and say, we were told it was dead. It was all dead, and it's not all dead, and there's lots of wonderful things to see. Anyway, that's another matter. I want to talk to you about the Dive Club. Give us a bit of an idea of the story, the Dive Club.
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, I'll just say just on our last point as well, the reef features heavily throughout the whole series, so you're going to have people in 190 countries around the world seeing a lot of the Great Barrier Reef and seeing that it is alive and kind of brimming with life. But the series itself is a young adult series and set in a fictional town of Cape Mercy, which happens to look a lot like Port Douglas. And you've got a group of young teen girls who, when they're not in high school, are out diving on the reef, diving for treasure. In one of the early episodes, the cyclone comes in and one of the girls goes missing and is presumed dead. And then they find her phone. And once they crack her phone, unlock it, they realize that she may not have been a casualty of the storm, but she may have been murdered. And so it's a bit of a mystery over 12 episodes while our young heroines try to find out what happened to their friend.
This fact that you're filming on the reef is music to my ears, and I'm sure music to the ears of lots of people in tourism as well. Does the fact that you're filming sometimes out on the reef, I presume that brings up, well, some fairly unique challenges for you and your team, does it?
I would say more than a few challenges, very challenging, but we are very fortunate. You know, what you have in the area up here is actually a lot of kind of world-class cinematographers and dive experts and a lot of people who have actually worked on really big crews and really big TV shows and films. So we were able to get a lot of local crew who are very experienced with shooting on the reef. So it made it a much easier experience.
Has the weather been an issue the last couple of weeks?
Um, it's we, as the newspaper article said, that the show starts and ends with a storm. So, and we did know that we would be finishing as we got into the wet season. So it works for the script, but I won't lie to you, it's definitely suboptimal when you're standing outside for 10 hours and it's pouring with rain.
It's interesting to me. I mean, you're the boss of the company. You've made a decision to come here to Far North Queensland, Australia, which is fairly remote from most parts of the world. Why did you do that? I'm just interested because recently we've had other film companies in considerable numbers coming to Far North Queensland. And before that, you can go back, you know, an extended period of time and none of the film companies were coming here.
Of course, a number of variables. COVID is the big one, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
We developed this series. It's been in development for a couple of years, and we'd always thought of Port Douglas being the dream place to shoot it. But when we first were in a position to make this show or looking at going into production, which was about a year ago, just before COVID hit, we couldn't afford to come up here. And then COVID hit, everything went on pause for 6 months, and then we got back up and running, it suddenly became affordable to be up here. So there's definitely COVID and the money factor, the fact that we're so far away from big cities up here, and that it's, you know, COVID safe, and you're able to operate up in this area. And of course, the Queensland government and the Australian government have done such an excellent job compared to everywhere else in the world in containing this, you know, kind of horrible pandemic. That's the big driver. And then also being able to, sounds horrific, of course, but, you know, one of the kind of downsides for the local region, is that a lot of tourists aren't coming here. But that means that we can bring in hundreds of people, for shooting, which normally we couldn't because those rooms would be going to tourists.
There's a strong hint, and more than a strong hint, of statement fundamentally that some of the people working with you on this program, this show, are wanting to stay long term. They've fallen in love with the place. Are there several involved in actually looking at some properties?
It's an ongoing conversation at most lunches, especially as we get towards wrapping the series. You know, I'd say dozens of crew are on their phone every day, looking at realestate.com and domain.com, whatever those sites are. That's definitely an ongoing daydream for a lot of people, so I wouldn't be surprised if people try and stay up here.
Yeah, good idea. Great to talk to you, Steve. Thank you.
No, thanks for having me.
That's Steve Jagger. He's the showrunner and producer of Dive Club. That story, by the way, was in yesterday's Cairns Post, written by Mark Murray.